Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And I'm commenting that Sinead O'Connor has died. She was dead at the age of 56. So I'm someone who can distinguish between an art and artist or a musician and the music. I mean, I don't know why we have to say artists for musicians. And I can think somebody's melodies are marvellous while thinking the person is loathsome. But I detested her and I didn't like her music that much either. I disenjoyed it, really. So she died on Wednesday. The news broke now. So she was very famous around 1990 with Nothing Compares to You and released 10 albums. The last one was in 2014. So she was a real tear away, extremely rude, badly behaved, just outrageous, disobedient, destructive in her adolescence. She was briefly in an erstwhile maudlin home to try and instill a bit of discipline in her. And she was calculating offensive when she tore up a picture of Pope John Paul II on Saturday Night Live when she was broadcast in the United States. So she also went public that she'd had an abortion, and now she's died early. Poetic justice, perhaps. Someone who claimed to be against child abuse despite being a violent child abuser herself and boasting about that as though this was valiant. Well, you know, what you sow is what you reap, what you sow, really. So anyway, I didn't kill her, but she did kill a child, her own child. How low is that? If anything is to be ashamed of, it's that. If anything is guilty, it's that. There's nothing guiltier than that. So anyway, her son died when he was 17, in a bit of a pity that she killed one of her own children as well. Her 17-year-old son, Shane, so far as I know, he never did anything wrong. So she's been hailed on social media. She had a lot of tattoos. She shaved all her hair off. She wasn't bad looking in her youth, but she became grossly obese a bit later on. So she was really vile in the early 90s, advocating for oppression in Ireland, supporting the most evil organization in Ireland, the Provisional IRA, which had murdered civilians in the Republic of Ireland, and in the North was spreading sectarianism, racism, and all kinds of hatred, was just an outrageous gangster organization, utterly despicable, just like its loyalist terrorist equivalents. Despite that, she was willing to spend some time in Great Britain, which is supposedly evil, her enemy. So she really was vile, the lowest of the low. So this foul fiend, I will not miss her at all. I'm very glad that she's gone. Death is not always sad, but she's been hailed by some. I know that she had her fans. She was just an attention-seeking contrarian, going through these ridiculous fads, dressing up as a Catholic priest, saying that she, whatever it was, been ordained a Catholic priest, saying that she converted to Islam and then reconverting out of Islam, I think, to atheism. So she didn't know what she was, and she was absolutely daft. So she was really just despicable. So she opined on American politics and things like that. She spent some time in Australia and New Zealand, and I don't question her right to mouth off. But it was curious for someone who was a soi-disant feminist and a proclamator of female rights to swathe herself in the hijab and so on. And as she was supposedly a fervent Mohammedan, what's the Islamic teaching on abortion then? What would happen to her in a Sharia state for doing that? It'd be rather harsher than people saying things to her. So some people call her generous, not very generous to her own child. Anyway, that's to her. I don't miss her at all. Perhaps it was a bold move shaving off all her hair years ago, but by the late 1990s, she had hair again. So she was one of Ireland's worst. She made a lot of money. She could never resist a fashionable cause for long. Not that she gave a penny of her lucre to those who were actually needy. Her brother, Joseph O'Connor, he's a well-known writer. So she'd gone to some Catholic school. I think she went to a Quaker school as well. Methinks that her father was a well-to-do barrister in Dublin. So Sinead O'Connor, what more can be said about her? She was on some chat show with Ryan Tubridy years ago, where she was supposedly openly flirting with him. I'm not sure she got anywhere. She was born in 1966 and she has died just this year, just gone. Her main album was I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. And that she sold over 7 million copies of that, and various other ones, Universal Mother, Am I Not Your Girl? So she grew up at Pembroke Road in Dublin. She was named in honour of Sinead Sinead de Valera, as in the wife of President de Valera. And her middle name, Bernadette, to honour Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, you know, the one with that grotto down in France. So she's one of five children. Yeah, her dad was a very a gifted sort of person. Anyway, what was I going to say? So she, her brother, Joseph O'Connor, who used to speak up for her, that people were really cruel to her and things like that. Well, I mean, she weighed into controversy, so she could only expect people to say things which were quite contentious towards her. It was only in the 80s when she started getting into music. And Dublin in the 80s are very, very different. You know, in Ireland, we're one of the poorer countries in Western Europe. A lot of Dublin was very shabby at the time. I don't think she pursued any higher education. She wasn't an intelligent person. I don't think even her keenest fan could accuse her of that. They might say she was creative or musically talented or something like that. I didn't perceive it myself. So she's performing all over the world. She was booed off stage with some of the things that she did. So she just disliked being mistaken for Enya, who was actually a really gifted Irish-speaking musician from County Donegal. I think Enya used to refuse to perform live. And she was always doing just ridiculous things, legally changing her name to Magda Davitt, right? So she wanted to be free of patriarchal slave names, free of parental curses. I mean, converting to Islam and then changing back about a year later. Shahada was her name briefly. I mean, the woman was an absolute loony. So anyway, she had some sort of relationship with Prince, the Minneapolis funkster. I'm not sure what killed her in the end. So she said that sometimes said she was a lesbian, sometimes said she was bi, really didn't know what she was. Yeah. Some claim that she actually joined Sinn Féin, I don't know. One of a few sensible suggestions was for Gerard Adams to no longer be the president of Ourselves Alone. So she wanted to destroy the Republic of Ireland. Well, I mean, I'm a citizen of the Republic. I'm a little bit critical of it, but overall, you know, I think it's a good thing, not as far as it could have been part of the United Kingdom. But then she completely changed her view in 2015, saying she wished that Ireland had stayed within the United Kingdom because the Catholic Church took over the country after we split, which is largely true. Post-Brexit, she said Ireland's no longer officially owned by Britain. Well, I mean, it never was. Obviously, we used to be part of the United Kingdom, not owned by Britain. So, I mean, the woman was just historically ignorant. She was just a loudmouth ignoramus. So her constant idiotic interventions will not be missed. So death is not always sad. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.